For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The federal government is in its 10th day, and in an interview on Fox, the president has doubled down on his willingness to have incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer join him for talks on the subject.
Oh, they could have come over any time. I spent Christmas in the White House. I spent New Year's Eve now in the White House. And, you know, I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck. So I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
The Democratic leaders, who are out of town on holiday breaks, claim that the president never told them he wanted to meet, and that he never actually invited them to come and discuss the shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken the first major step toward running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign.
I'm going to build a grassroots campaign. It's already got people from all across this country who are going to be part of it, and together we're going to make change.
California has a brand new animal welfare law.
How much is that doggy in the window?
On New Year's Day, California will become the first state to ban the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits, unless they come from a verified shelter or rescue group. The law was passed about a year ago in an effort to shut down the operation of so-called puppy mills, where animals are bred in less than humane conditions for profit. Under this new law, sellers in California could face $500 fines for each banned animal up for sale. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Law enforcement agencies across the nation are warning people about the deadly consequences of celebratory gunfire. John Clemens reports.
Usually around the 4th of July and right before New Year's Eve, law enforcement agencies issue a warning about the dangers of firing a weapon in the air in jubilation. Anyone who fires a gun in a public place without a legitimate reason, protecting yourself or shooting in a firing range, runs the risk of killing or injuring someone else even miles away. Some states have laws on the books that include prison time with hefty fines for firing a weapon in the air. I'm John Clemens.
CNN has announced it will air a bittersweet, nostalgic tribute to Gilda Radner on New Year's Day. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito to be aired on CNN on New Year's Day. Here she highlights the struggles Radner faced.
Even when she was struggling with her eating disorders, there was always a sense of humor. You always wonder if people are funny in real life, and from what everyone told me, Gilda was really funny, and in her journals and her audio recordings, she was really a unique and different person.
She died from ovarian cancer in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com.